Happy Thanksgiving, listeners. Okay, it's a little early, but so what? This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the latest episode of the show, at least as of now. Another one will replace it in 2 weeks, and that will be the latest. But welcome to Cape 18. It is the Monday before Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. The holiday season will be in full swing in a matter of days. And that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about in this episode. It's just going to be me again. And I'll try to inject a little brevity into this episode because it's a busy week. Chances are you're traveling. You have things to do. I have things to do. I don't need to spend an hour in your ears complaining about the holidays or Thanksgiving or how it's not really cold in California. There's something, actually. Let's start off with that because it's now late November, and you know what that means? It's cold everywhere but California. In California, it's California cold, which means the temperature gets all the way down into the frigid 60s. That's right. It means that the flip-flops go back into the closet and out come the UGG boots. That's something I don't understand at all, but UGG doesn't really market to me. I know men who wear the men's versions, but they tend to be more of a chick thing. Don't mean that to sound pejorative in any way, but they tend to be more heavily marketed and certainly more so worn by women. But yeah, once the temperature is below 70 degrees, the UGG boots come out, flip-flops are back in the closet until, you know, the one day it's 71 degrees, and all of a sudden everyone's wearing flip-flops again. But it's so funny to see people in Southern California get so cold. I haven't adjusted yet, even though I've been out here now for just over a year. Again, I haven't adjusted to where this temperature is now cold for me, especially because in a mere handful of weeks, I'll be back in New Jersey for what is undoubtedly going to be a very cold Christmas and New Year's. And after about 4 days there, I'll probably be ready to come back to the warm Southern California weather. But yeah, the California cold thing always makes me laugh, the way people bundle up because it's in the 60s. You would think people might have a little bit more perspective since everybody's a transplant. Everybody came from somewhere else, and chances are the weather wasn't as nice. Maybe they came from Hawaii, but that has to be in the minority, right? Everywhere else it's cold. It gets cold in November. Unless there's some seismic shift in the weather patterns, it's cold. And everybody just bundles up, and hey, maybe it's adapting to the weather. Hasn't happened to me yet, and it might not if I keep making these fairly frequent trips back to New Jersey, then I probably won't have a chance to completely adjust to how it is in California. Anyway, I'm not here to talk to you about that. I want to talk about Thanksgiving, specifically the holiday which has become known as Black Friday, which, considering the way things were last year and the way they are this year, it's not Black Friday anymore. It's Black Thursday because stores are getting... they're opening earlier and earlier every year. And this year, it's just getting ridiculous. And I pretty much want to rant about that. Chances are you may agree with some of the things I'm saying, or you may just be like, what? More hours to shop? Bring it on. Deals start sooner? Great. Or maybe you're one of those people who's sitting around, or you'll be listening to this while you're sitting in your tent outside of Best Buy. You spent $500 on a tent, so you can save $600 on a television. That's great, except you've now voluntarily given away 3 days of your life. Congratulations. Hope the dollars were worth it. I just hope people don't have kids. You know, at least last year, I haven't seen anybody this year yet, but it's only Monday. It's a few days to go. I'm sure I'll see them tomorrow and Wednesday, wherever I go. But I saw people last year with kids at the tent. Hopefully they were just visiting daddy, because I don't think women are dumb enough to camp out in these things. I think it's more of a man thing, especially outside of a Best Buy. I think so. I don't think there are many women camping out for a deal on a washer dryer. They want to be first in line to get that on Black Friday. I'm guessing these are dudes who want to save on a console or a television, a surround system, whatever it is. I'm pretty sure these are mostly guys who do this kind of thing. But I hope they're not making the kids stay with them. There has to be some kind of law that forbids keeping kids outside for so long on Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, for several days, having them live out of a tent. There must be some legislation about that, right? Maybe? I don't know. I don't get that mentality at all. But the more prevailing issue has to do with the ridiculous hours when it comes to the beginning of the holiday shopping season, which used to begin on Black Friday. Now, as of last year anyway, it began on Thanksgiving. And this year, stores are opening even earlier. That just blows my mind. And it, honestly, first of all, it makes me happy that I'm not in retail anymore, because this kind of thing might make me quit. And not to get all up my own ass, so please don't take it that way. But it's one of those things where I just think, all right, you have no respect for the people who work for you if you're going to make them come in the evening of Thanksgiving. Because then you're taking away what is supposed to be Thanksgiving because they need their job for whatever reason. And it's a mandatory thing. I'm sure it's still mandatory. Black Friday used to be mandatory for everybody. You could not request off for Black Friday. You can maybe request a specific shift. I mean, when I used to write a schedule for the front end where I was a supervisor, we used to take volunteers for people who wanted to come in. A lot of people enjoyed the early rush. They love seeing that. But most people want to work early and get it over with, and then they'll have the rest of their day, which is fine because it usually meant coming in at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, starting your day and working like a 10-hour day. And then you're off work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock, and then you have the rest of your day to recover. And then more or less the normal hours, or what will be normal hours during the holiday season, continue, and his schedule might be a little screwy, but it usually just means being open an extra hour on each end of the sales day compared to the other 11 months out of the year. But I think a lot of major retailers are really screwing people, and I'm sure I'm not the first person to say this, but people need jobs. Things are still tough. We are still in recovery, a financial recovery. Not that you'd know it, considering the amount of money people want to drop on the days of these big sales. Oh, I'm saving money. No, you're spending money. I'm saving 40%. You're spending 60%. But whatever. I can't say I've always had that perspective, but it's the truth. So since these are mandatory work days, companies are saying, all right, well, come in. You're going to have to come in and work for $9 an hour and cashier, and you have no choice. And yeah, you're going to have to be at work at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving. If you're not here, then you... I don't know if people could go on like some kind of final warning or be terminated or what. I'm sure every retailer has different rules, but it just shows an enormous lack of respect for your employees, because it is a national holiday. It is an American holiday. It's not something that is denominational. I know not everybody celebrates Thanksgiving in the United States, but people should. Just as a concept, it's a great idea. Forget the Pilgrims slaughtering the Indians and all the stuff that happened in colonial times. Not talking about that. Just the idea of the holiday is a great idea. And we've sullied it by turning it into pre-Christmas, pre-gaming for Christmas for 4 weeks. And the hours have just gotten insane. I mean, a friend of mine who works for a major retailer, sure enough, on the night of Thanksgiving, he works 12 hours straight through. Well, he gets a lunch break, but still, he has to work straight through overnight. Then he has the legally mandated 8 hours off. So he leaves in the very early morning, will have 8 hours off, and has to go back into work and close the store the following night. That's insane to me. I mean, everybody says, well, hey, at least it's overtime. And that's how badly people have been screwed, where it's like, hey, as long as I get some overtime, that's fine. I'll feel better about it when the paycheck comes through. And I used to have that mentality too, but it was never this extreme. When I started working on Black Fridays, and I've worked a lot of Black Fridays, by the way. My first one was 1999, and then I worked 2001 to 2005, and then 2007, 8, and 9. So all in, I think that's 9 Black Fridays. My math is very bad, but let's say it's 9. And because I didn't want to deal with the rush and the early hours, the first Black Friday I worked, I opened, but I'll get back to that in a minute. But I would usually work, a handful of times I worked a mid-shift, but the overwhelming majority of those times I would close, which meant working till midnight, 12:30. Not a big deal, but at the point when I came in, the chaos was essentially over. And I did like participating in Black Friday sales, mostly to go buy DVDs and CDs once upon a time, because if I had a lineup at, I get to Best Buy at 5 in the morning, wait online for an hour as the slow common feeder line goes into the store, 12 people come out, okay, 12 people from the line can go in, and then you follow the line all around the store. And I was, I'd bring my Discman with me so I could listen to CDs while I was waiting online to help pass the time. This was before smartphones. So what was I supposed to do? Talk to the person next to me in line? That's crazy. So I did enjoy closing because I did want to participate, of course. And I would sometimes go to my own store in the morning to grab a few things, or if a friend was working, have them put some stuff aside for me if they could, not if it was going to get them in trouble. I'm not that not that greedy. But I would like to get a few things for myself. As I said, mostly movies and music. and then go into close that night, which is fine because the chaos had usually died down and all the really hot stuff was going to be gone anyway, which, man, that was always so funny because the retailer I worked for would always keep, it was always such a big deal to keep the Black Friday ad under wraps. It would arrive like 2 weeks early. We'd always get there well in advance and nobody could see it. And even as a department manager, I was like, can I see the ad? I kind of want to know what I'm up against. I'm not looking because I want to buy in these things. And the front page was always some brand of TV that you never heard of. They were never carried beyond the holiday season. They would all be bought up between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And by New Year's, they were all returned as broken. Because think about it. When you see these TV brands on the front page of these ads, it's like 42-inch LCD TV for $149. It's a piece of crap. Don't buy it because it's not worth your time waiting online at the store. And it's not worth your time to have to drive back and return it when the thing breaks. They're always crap. Unless it's a recognizable brand like a Sony, Samsung, LG. Brands like that that you've known and that you've probably owned in the past. If it's some other generic brand, don't even bother. They're just such a waste of money. And they always came back as defective. Always. So that's my little holiday shopping tip for you, if you weren't wise to that already, because odds are you have bought one of those TVs or you know someone who has. But anyway, it was funny how under wraps they tried to keep the ad, especially during the last couple of years I worked retail, which was, as I said, my last holiday season was 2009. And the couple of years leading up to it, it was, no, the ad. No, you can't see the ad. And I would always say, I saw the ad online already. And I did, because I would look for it and see if the ad was up. And yeah, ad scans are up weeks before the ads even arrive in the store. So somebody at whatever store's head office must be making copies or scanning it and uploading a PDF file onto some website or whatever. They get out. So it's not that big a deal that you can't show your department managers what is going to be in the ad and what they're going to be dealing with. And so they can make some kind of plan for what the day and what the weekend is going to be like, because now that with these extended hours, there are sales that are specific to certain time frames. There always were, like, you know, first 2 hours the store is open, first hour. There was always that, but now it's like time frames where it's midnight to 4 a.m. and then 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. and all this other ridiculousness. But this year it's gone nuts, because while I understood kind of opening at midnight, okay, I didn't understand. I was more understanding because I didn't have to do it. I would have been furious if I had to work it, to be completely honest with you. But at least it's, all right, the first minute of Friday, the store's open, fine. And then, I guess it was last year, I guess it was in, Thanksgiving or Black Friday 2012, when the store started opening on Thanksgiving in the evening. I think a handful of retailers have opened for a few hours on Thanksgiving in the past. And I've worked Thanksgiving Day in the morning, worked some overtime to set up and prep the displays for Black Friday, which was fine because it was holiday pay, so it was time and a half. And it would be 4 or 5 hours in the morning. You work 7 to noon or something like that. So it wouldn't interfere with your holiday, which was great. That was fine. And it was voluntary as well. You weren't required to work it. It was voluntary overtime. It was going for a couple hours. And as somebody who was in charge of a department, I wanted to be there to prepare things. And so I would know the following day what everything was going to look like, what the layout was going to be. Rather than going in cold, I was okay with going in, earning a little extra money, and then being aware of what I was going to be dealing with when I came in on Friday for whatever shift I was working. But let's wind the clock back a little bit to 1999, November of 1999. I was working at Old Navy in Freehold Raceway Mall, which I think just might be Freehold Mall now. But at the time, it was still Freehold Raceway Mall. Maybe it still is Raceway. Well, anyway, I was working at the Old Navy there, and that Black Friday, I always heard about the myth of Black Friday. I'd never participated at that point because my parents weren't big shoppers and they would never go line up to get my sister and I the hot new toy. No, I hardly grew up deprived, so don't think there was anything bad because of it. I'm glad my parents weren't that way, to be honest with you. But the shift I had to work was, I had to get there at 5:30 because the mall was opening at 6 a.m., and that wasn't a big deal because the mall used to open at 10 a.m. I believe they pretty much still do. Opens at 10 a.m., 4 hours early, no big deal. Just a slightly longer day. Although I think the mall was open until 11 o'clock, maybe midnight, but I think it was 11 compared to the usual closing time of 9:30. And I actually had a pretty cool assignment for Black Friday. My first ever Black Friday, because at the time, Old Navy's big thing was fleece. It was a little fleece that have like the half zip kind of going just above the chest all the way up to the top of the collar. And that was the big thing there after Black Friday. And that was the big thing in 1999, probably going into 2000, was Old Navy fleece, Old Navy fleece. And they sold huge, even leading up to that point, because it had been cool for a couple of weeks, temperature-wise. So people wanted these things. And I don't remember what the sale was, and that doesn't really matter. But my job for the day was going to be restock fleece. And it was just 5:30 to, I believe, 2 p.m. I don't think I worked any overtime that day. Pretty sure it was just a straight up 8-hour day, which is fine because I was a high school senior. So to be able to knock out 8 hours, get an extra 8 hours in for the week, and have my paycheck be a little bit bigger the following week, cool with me. I was all for it. As much as of a drag as it was being freshly 18 years old, having to get up at like 4:45 and just like, oh, this is BS. I don't have to be up. I barely like getting up to go to high school. Who did? But I wasn't too crazy about having to be up that early. But I thought, whatever, I'll be off in the afternoon. It'll be fine. And you recover very quickly anyway when you're 18. You don't realize it. You realize it more as you get older. But I definitely had more than a second wind when I finished work at around 2 p.m. that day. Maybe 3. Doesn't really matter. But the one thing I remember, funnily enough, about working that Black Friday, when I was driving to the mall, the cassette I had playing in the car was Detonator by Rat. And I think the only reason I remember this was the album I was listening to is because the song at the end of the first side of the cassette, look it up, kids, was a song called Hard Time. And the chorus is, you're doing hard time, hard time. It was kind of redundant, as a lot of Rat songs are, as a lot of songs are in general. I'm not picking on Rat. I like Rat. But I remember hearing that on the drive there, just thinking, Yeah, I am, just because I was going to work early. It really wasn't that big a deal, but I also didn't know the mayhem I was in for. It wasn't that bad for me, like I said. I had one job the entire day. I didn't have to cashier, which was amazing because I hated cashiering. Fast forward, the irony is I become a cashier supervisor in later years. For the majority of my retail career, it turns my stomach to even use that term, but that's what it was. Hey, you work it more than 2 years as a career, right? At a job, more than 2 years? Well, regardless. My job was to go to the fixture room is where we hid all the fleece and restock the fleece, make sure to keep it full, keep an eye on the colors, the sizes, make sure everything was there. And that was easy for me. That was pretty painless. And the day went by fast because the mall was crazy busy. And you know what? Even during my senior year, since I worked in that Old Navy in the mall the entire year, I developed even more of an affection for going to the mall during the holiday season, in part because everything's decorated and because shopping for the holidays is definitely a big part of the holiday experience, at least in America it is. So I still, to this day, like going to malls during the holidays just because of the feel, because of the atmosphere. There's just something about it that makes it feel a little bit more like the holiday season for me. Maybe it's weird, and maybe some of you feel the same way. I hope some of you feel the same way. I can't be the only one. But because everything's decorated and because people are either angsty or in good cheer mode, then it's usually good to be at a mall just because you get more of the vibe, especially because unless your town decorates or your neighborhood's big on holiday decorations, you feel more of like the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. And I still have an affection for that just based on that time spent at the mall. And even just going to the mall in general, I still enjoy walking around malls here and there. As much as I pick on American pastimes and the different kind of mindless things we do and a lot of human stupidity, yes, I still like going and wandering around the mall. I'm guilty of that, I have to say. And all that comes from this time working at the mall my senior year of high school. But as I said, working 6 a.m., not that big a deal. When things crept up slowly, it was 6 a.m. for a few more Black Fridays, then it was 5 a.m., then it went to 4 a.m. And I even said in 2010 when I left my one retail job, I said, you watch, next year is going to be midnight. And then it was midnight 2010. And then I think it was midnight 2011. And then last year, 2012, was when it crept up into, I think stores were opening at 10, something like that. And my protest last year, because I said I am not going shopping on Thanksgiving Day, in part because I really feel for the people who had to work. As I said, most people have these jobs because they need them. Some people enjoy working retail, and some people do it because they need a job. And I thought, well, I'm not going to participate in this insanity. And being on the West Coast, the time zone favored shopping hours, because since stores were opening around 10 p.m., it was 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and as is pretty well known at this point, more or less, Amazon.com matches everybody's advertised prices for everything. So when it was 7 p.m., when stores on the East Coast were opening up and the Black Friday sales were going on, I went on Amazon, picked out a couple of things that I'd made note of, having seen ad scans for the major retailers online, and ordered them through Amazon, and that's that. I was off the website within 5 minutes, 6 minutes, and then the stuff arrived on like Monday, which was fine. And I didn't have to set foot in a store to get stuff on sale. And that was kind of my protest. I guess the protest really would have been not buy anything at all, but okay, let's call it a half-assed protest that I did. And it's going to be the same thing this year, although frankly, nothing even appeals to me. There's nothing I really want that's so incredibly priced that isn't going to be priced similarly anyway in the next couple of weeks leading up to the holidays. But it's just, it's crazy for me. I don't understand it. I feel sorry for the people who have these jobs and where it's required that you work these hours, because you're unfortunately giving up a holiday, which, as I said, the intentions are good. I think the idea of Thanksgiving is great. And it's a shame that there are so many people whose holiday will be cut short because it's, oh, got to go work in the store. And I mean, even in Christmases past, when sometimes I would leave early, sometimes I'd even drive separately to our family gathering on Christmas Day, because I usually had to open on December 26th, which meant I had to be at the store I worked in even earlier than on the average day. So sometimes I would leave because I wanted to get to bed, because I had to be up extra early the next day, and I always get the same response from my family, like, oh, yeah, you got to deal with that tomorrow. Yeah, got to deal with all the returns. But that's about it for my rants on the holidays and what goes on and the insanity of Black Friday. I mean, at this point, since Thanksgiving's supposed to be about being grateful and being thankful for what you have, seeing how much it's become such a sales-centric holiday, let's just rename it Shopsgetting. Because you're going shopping and you're getting new stuff. You're not thankful for what you have already. You're going out and buying new stuff. And almost everybody does it. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying that's the reality of it. So Thanksgiving, the idea's gone. Let's just call it Shopsgetting. Because that's how everybody's now spending the last Thursday of November, that which used to be Thanksgiving, which has now been co-opted as a day for more sales. So what can I say? There you go. And I think aside from being close to the holiday season, I think Thanksgiving is also a culprit, or I should say an easy target for being eliminated from one of the standard days when stores are closed, in that it's not a faith-based holiday. I think there'd be more of an uproar if there was if stores started opening on Easter or Christmas Day. Although I think some stores, I think Kmart and Sears, which are pretty much the same company, I think they're open for a few hours on Christmas. And I get that not everybody celebrates Christmas, so I kind of get the point. But I would still think the amount of people shopping would be in the drastic minority. I'd wonder if it's even profitable to be open on, certainly on Christmas Day or even on Easter. Maybe stores are open on Easter too. Who knows anymore? But yeah, I guess Thanksgiving was a likely candidate to be the first holiday to go, holiday where traditionally stores were closed. And yes, to a degree, I get that things evolve away from that. They're still in New Jersey. There's still blue laws. I believe it's just Bergen County. I could be wrong. But blue laws basically state that stores are not to be opened on Sundays. And I'm kind of two minds about that, because it's still active, this blue law. And there are people who want to get rid of them. And I'm of two minds about it, because I think, well, things do need to evolve. Things do need to change. Needs have evolved, or at least what we think our needs have evolved. But there's a part of me that thinks it is kind of nice that there's one day where no stores are open, where people have to do something else with their time. And hey, they're still online shopping, so you're not necessarily missing out on too much. So maybe stores being open on Thanksgiving is just part of the inevitable evolution of our society. There we go. That's Black Friday. That's Thanksgiving. Those are my thoughts on that. Have to say, though, when I was out shopping / browsing last week, one thing did strike me as being kind of, I can't believe this. And that was the Simpsons trivia game. The version I saw was the 25th anniversary edition of the Simpsons trivia game. And I thought, holy crap, the Simpsons have been around for 25 years. That's insane. And thinking that, yeah, I guess I was about 7 years old when the Simpsons came on the air. And no doubt that thing's stuffed full of trivia now, having, you know, 25 seasons under their belt. But man, I just couldn't believe it. Wow, this show, aside from the fact the show's been on 25 years, a show that started when I was a kid, now I'm an adult, and man, the show's still going. It's crazy. So I was kind of dumbstruck by that when I saw that on a store shelf last week. So yeah, wow, Simpsons, 25 years, who'd have thunk it? I do have, of course, an Only in Los Angeles. At least I think it's an Only in Los Angeles. Maybe these billboards are elsewhere. Please comment on the show or tweet the show or whatever it is and let me know if you've seen them around. There are these billboards which say, take the time to be a dad today. Is this really something that is, I was complaining about bumper stickers and everything else before, but is this really something that a person's going to be woken up to because it's on a billboard? Like, seriously? You're just going to say, oh man, I haven't talked to my kids today. You know what? Maybe I should sit down and actually be their father for a little while today. And I can't help but think, who the hell is paying to put these billboards up? Like, is it in the name of progress? Is it just for the sake of preaching? I don't know. I honestly don't have the answer, but I'm thinking, are we really in such bad shape? Are families really lacking that much guidance, or children lacking guidance or getting any kind of direction where a billboard needs to tell a man to be a dad? Take time to be a dad today. I was flabbergasted by that. And maybe it's not just Los Angeles. I'm chalking it up to Los Angeles because I think there is a little bit of preachiness in there. And there's a little bit of, oh, there's a certain class of people where maybe fathers aren't sticking around so much in these homes. Of course, I'm not making any assumptions about what groups. I'm just saying with such a densely populated city as Los Angeles, it's likely that their dads didn't stick around. And maybe they're thinking, oh, this will wake up some wayward parent, make him go home and be a dad to his kids. I found that so, I was more dumbstruck by that than I was by the Simpsons trivia game, which I guess I should have been. Take time to be a dad today on a billboard. I wonder if anybody was woken up by that and turned the car around and decided, I'm not going to go to the liquor store. I'm going to go be a parent now. This is what I should be doing with my time. So we'll see, I guess. Anyway, that's about it. Kind of a short show this week, but I'm busy, you're busy. Makes total sense. Now, if you are listening to this show outside of the United States, odds are very slim, but if you are, first of all, thank you. But I realize Thanksgiving isn't celebrated elsewhere, but I am a fan of the idea, and I think everybody should take some kind of time. I'm not saying you need to reserve a time, but throw a party and have your family and friends over for an occasion other than a holiday, just to be thankful, to get people together, to be grateful. I mean, it's something we should be doing every day, but we don't. We're all going through the grind, and we forget. And we kind of lose track, and we need to refocus. And the holidays do a lot of that. I mean, look, I come from a big-ass Italian family, at least on my father's side. If it wasn't for the holidays, if it wasn't for Thanksgiving and Christmas, who knows when we'd see each other? So I'm grateful that there are holidays where we can get together, because if they weren't there as kind of the signposts for the time that's passing, talked enough about passing time in the last episode, but if those weren't there to say, hey, we're coming to the end of the year, then who knows when we'd see each other. So I'm grateful that the holidays are there, and I'm grateful to have a holiday like Thanksgiving, which unfortunately I'm going to be missing the family get together in New Jersey. I'll be here having dinner with my sister and watching movies, watching the Garfield and Peanuts Thanksgiving specials, and then a couple other movies, as we are apt to do. But you know what? I'm thankful for you for listening to the show. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show. Maybe you're listening to it on the drive to grandma's house, only if you're an adult, of course. Although this isn't, it's probably just boring to kids. It's not too crude, but maybe you're listening to this, or maybe you're listening to it in line on Black Friday. So hope you've enjoyed this, and maybe it made you laugh, maybe it made you think, maybe it didn't do either one, in which case I'm sorry I wasted your time. But I am thankful to you for listening to the show and for following the show on social media. Follow Chris Abalo's podcast experiment at Cape Pod on Twitter. Like the show on Facebook, and stay tuned for some more episodes and the only podcast that matters. Subscribe to that. Give the show 5 stars. Write a review on iTunes. Do the same for this show. But the only podcast that matters, hey, in a couple of weeks, I'll be home for Christmas and New Year's. I'll be back on the show. Haven't been on there in the last few weeks because, frankly, the banked episodes we had with me in them have run out. So I'll be back on the show for Christmas and for the months following, because we'll be doing a ton of recording and divvying up the shows as we've been doing. So check out The Only Podcast That Matters. Keep listening to this show. I'll be back in 2 weeks having a chat with my oldest friend, James. We'll be sitting down and talking about him being new to California, coming out here as an aspiring resident. And, well, you can listen to it and find out some more details. But we've been friends for over 20 years, since we were 8 years old. And it's a fun and interesting conversation. So in 2 weeks, that'll be in your ears. But once again, I am thankful for you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the show. This is Chris Abalo, and this is Only an Experiment.